So we want to talk about the Broncos, though, because, I mean, keep in mind, this was a game that nobody was giving the Broncos any chance of winning this football game. And, you know, that's been the script kind of this year for the Broncos. Nobody ever given them a chance to win. But, you know,
his commercial.
Yeah, it was a perfect storyline. He comes in, takes over the starting job, wins a lot of games.
They were 1-4 when he started.
Wins a lot of games. Then at the end of the year, it's like it turns really bad. They get blown out by the Patriots, get blown out by the Buffalo Bills.
He adapted.
And then they lose to the who was it they lost to the last week of the season?
Kansas City Chiefs.
It was a division rival. Yeah, I think it was the Chiefs. And so they, you know, they're kind of backing into the playoffs. You got to play a tough Pittsburgh Steelers team.
You are at home.
Known for great defenses. You are at home. And so, you know, all those factors coming in, you just felt like Pittsburgh had all the momentum.
Here's what I like, though. In the overtime, the first down in overtime, if you look at the way Pittsburgh's defense is set up, Polamalu was playing 5 to 10 yards off the line. They brought him in, expecting Tebow to run the ball, playing for the run. Tebow sees that, calls the audible, changes the play, and hits the game winner.
You know, pretty much the whole game, they stacked the box with at least 9 guys.
And what'd he do? What'd he beat him with?
He beat him with his arm.
Exactly.
And, you know, that just goes to show
30 plus yards.
You can't just stack the box and expect to beat them.
Right.
Because, you know, he can make plays.
The man does not know how to throw a football. I mean, he didn't just come in the NFL saying, you know, I forgot to throw a football. I have no idea to throw a football.
And the thing you got is what you have when you stack the box like that is you got a one-on-one matchup on the outside with a physical receiver like Demaryius Thomas going up against a cornerback who's not as strong as him, not as tall as him, and doesn't weigh as much as him. And,
right.
You know, I take Thomas in that matchup 8 times out of 10. And so that's what you're left with when you stack the box like that. But if you don't, they run the ball down your throat. So, you know, to me, it's really a hard kind of equation for a defensive coordinator to try to figure out. And I'll be interested to see what Belichick does this week, especially considering how awful the Patriots' secondary is and how they've really just been blazed in the passing game. Now, let's keep in mind, Tim Tebow's not had a game this season like he had Sunday.
No, he hasn't. I mean,
that was his best one. Even statistically, he only completed...
Don't do like some teams that we know then, the Georgia Dome, that State used their best in the regular season.
Right. And, you know, even though he only completed 10 out of 21, which is under 50%.
Right.
But he had 316 yards on those 10 completions. Now, you figure out the math there. That's 31 yards per completion. That's pretty impressive. And he had 2 touchdowns, and again, maybe the biggest stat, no interceptions. And so Willis McGahee had 19 carries for 61 yards. Tebow had 10 carries for 50. You got to like Demaryius Thomas' stat line. 4 catches for 204 yards.
That's nice.
51 yards a catch. Quick math there. One touchdown.
You're so smart.
80-yard catch in overtime.
That shorter college is really paying off.
You got that right. I was doing that when I was in third grade.
Oh.
But
Doogie Howser.
We must look forward to next week and say, you know,
can he beat the Patriots?
Yeah, what are the chances?
I like the Patriots. I'm not.